Many are called, but few are chosen. God calls out to us, but we make excuses. Because why? We're looking at our inability rather than looking at God's ability and God's greatness. My friend, there is nothing that God cannot do. Do not make excuses. Don't try to look for a way out, but trust Him.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Praise God. It is so good to have you with us today on Truth and Fact. The Lord is good. His Word is good. It is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. So let God's Word have its way and do its work in and through our lives. Jeremiah 33:3, a very great passage here. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. I believe that first of all, we need to call to God, we need to pray, we need to ask, we need to believe. We need to come with an expectancy to the Lord. That's right, expectancy, believing God. You know, I find that we can say that God can heal, but yet not believe Him for healing ourselves. We can say that God delivers and yet not believe Him for deliverance ourselves. We can say that God baptizes in the Holy Spirit and yet not believe Him to baptize me. That is very possible. I find that we can sit in the church, hear the Word, amen the Word, and we can shout the victory, but yet not believe it for ourselves. You know, God revealed to Moses His plan to orchestrate the greatest exodus in human history, and He wanted to use Moses as an instrument to accomplish His purpose and plan. This was God's will, this was God's plan. But notice that Moses responded by basically disagreeing with God. That's right, disagreeing with God. Moses was overwhelmed by what he heard and began to make excuses of why he couldn't be used of God. And as you read Exodus chapter 3, you'll see all the excuses Moses made before the Lord. God said to Moses in Exodus 3:10, "Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." But notice Moses' response. He says, "Who am I?" Oh, have you ever done that before? I mean, God calls you, God wants to use you, and you sit back and say, "Well, who am I to do this? I don't know anything." Moses said, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" Moses also said, "But suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice." How many God has called to be a preacher, pastor, evangelist, but you know, they say, "Well, nobody's going to listen to me." Moses did the same thing. Then Moses said to the Lord, "O my Lord, I am not eloquent. Neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." In other words, I can't talk. I've never done public speaking before. Can I tell you a secret? You know, when I was in Bible college and God called me in the ministry, and I was working through this, you know, and I was in Bible college, and in one of my classes, you know, we had to do devotion, and I couldn't put a 5-minute devotional together. Isn't that crazy? 5 minutes. I couldn't put that together, but now my congregation can't shut me up after 45 minutes. No, God will use you if you're willing, if you'll yield yourself to the Lord. Moses said to God, "Oh, my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you may send." In other words, send somebody else. I can't do this. You see, after the Lord had revealed to Moses His name, His power, His sovereignty, He still came up with excuse after excuse. But you know what? Moses would have easily acknowledged his belief in God's power. There's no problem here. He believed in God's power and God's ability. But Moses had a hard time believing that God could use his miraculous work through his own life. In other words, we limit God by looking at our inability rather than looking at God's ability. That's right. How many times do we do that? In other words, rather than looking to God by faith in His power, in His ability, we look at our own inadequacies. Oh, my friend, I've done this so many times myself before, and God reminds me. And He says, "Would you quit looking at you? Would you quit looking at yourself and get your eyes on me?" And sir, ma'am, maybe you're going through something right now. God's calling you. And you're saying, "Well, I don't know. I don't think I can do that, you know." Listen, don't look at your inability. Look to God's greatness. Look to God's ability, and He will use you for His purpose, His glory. Amen.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.